Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For many people that might be brand new, which there always are, my name is Peter Mingles. We own Building Fortunes Radio. I started it a little bit over a decade ago because we were focused on, at that time, home-based businesses, and at that time I wanted to be able to pass around a microphone or microphones and have a platform for as many people as we possibly could doing the right things in the home-based business arena. Now, we've grown a lot since then. We do a lot of different radio shows, but I have to share with you, I started doing a radio show with the crowd that we're going to be talking to today, which is called Q Streaming. And Q is spelled C-U-E. So if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/C-U-E, you'll be able to hear the previous radio shows. But a friend of ours introduced me to this group, and they're building a huge company with a small town, if you will, attitude of core values, and I'm really enjoying that. And we've started to do some radio shows with this because it could be a great company, but unless you know about it, you can't take advantage of it. And they have some really dynamic product lines and some really great opportunities. And for those people that are looking to save money on their streaming TV or get a broader base of channels and also have pay-per-view on their streaming TV and or might be interested in selling this and maybe earning some dollars, or for some people, you know, using it for nonprofits as well to be able to get an additional revenue stream where the funds from some charities might be drying up, if you know what I mean. This is a great way for you to be able to have everything and work with a really great company that's really giving back to their local communities and doing a whole bunch of stuff. So you'll want to make sure you take a look at what's going on with Q Streaming, and we are bringing on, first we had David, who owns the company, David Weddell, it's spelled W-E-D-D-E-L-L, and then we had Kent Benson, and if you're in Indiana, you know who he is. He was a basketball guy, so we had a really great radio show with Kent, and then just recently, they were down in the southwest portion of Florida in their leadership meeting, and they were talking about some of the newer developments that are happening with Q Streaming. So we have the Chief Marketing Officer, the CMO, Jeff Raver, and Raver is R-A-V-E-R, here to kind of explain a little bit more about Q Streaming to some of the newer people, and then also to give us some of the updates of what's happening, because it's kind of exciting, what's happening with Q Streaming as well. So we're doing these on a regular basis to kind of keep you guys up to date. So if you're looking for additional revenue and or saving some money and or, like I mentioned, all those extra channels, plus pay-per-view at no extra charge, and also you might be knowing some of them might be looking to raise some funds, you want to pay attention to this in the previous radio shows. So, Jeff, this is the first time we've spoken, so thanks for being here on this radio show.
Well, thank you, Peter, and I heard the intro about making a difference, and that has become our battle cry. We're not about making a dollar. We're about making a difference, and as you mentioned, we just came from a leadership conference, and that was repeated over and over with about 10 keynote speakers over the 3 days. We want to make a difference. We want to add value to others. We want to save people money, and then we're also about giving back to the nonprofits.
Absolutely. So when I was, we were sharing a little bit about our backgrounds before we started the radio show, and I remember when I was working with Electrolux, one of the guys said, you know, you have to be having fun and making money. If you're not doing it that way, if you're not having fun and you're not making money, you're doing it all wrong. And I kind of expanded that for my own personal core beliefs, and I said, you know, having fun helps, making money certainly, helping myself and other people in the equation, and if there's any losers, no deal. So it was always important for me to have fun, make money, but help myself, of course, and help other people too. So before we met, we have similar core values. That's what I like so much about Q Streaming. It's kind of like every person that's been here, every webinar that I've listened to or watched, it's kind of like a small town community of really good people taking care of each other and helping a lot of other people as well. So that gives me a warm, fuzzy feeling. I'll let you validate it. But why don't you, for our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience, why don't you kind of bring us, give us a background of Q Streaming, like what the product is for those newest people so they're not like caught in the middle of a story. And then you can kind of bring us up to date on what might be happening that's new. So give us the background.
You betcha. Thanks, Peter. So Q Streaming, and you mentioned David Waddell, our founder, came up with the concept of streaming TV through the Internet 7 or 8 years ago, really about the time Netflix and the others started coming around. And we just kept building, and he added people to the team. And then we launched officially March the 4th of this year. We're only 8 months old. And so Q Streaming, in a nutshell, is a streaming TV over the Internet, $59.99 a month, so about $2 a day, over 2,000 live channels, over 20,000 movies, every sporting event you can imagine. There's about 8,000 TV series, and as long as you have a fast enough internet, you can stream that on up to 5 devices at a time. And our whole goal is, and this is David's idea, and we've got attorneys looking who are telling us that we can patent this. We're not going to spend a dime on advertising. We want to go out to the people and let them tell their friends and their neighbors and their relatives, and then they get a referral fee. And more importantly, we want to go help the churches and the nonprofits, the United Ways, and we just partnered with the Hope Center in Indianapolis, Indiana, and they are a Christian Center who takes in ladies who have been kidnapped, who have been trafficked, and that is just one of our many, many, many nonprofits. And then what they do is they go to their donors. Hope Center has 21 churches around the country that supports them. Those churches then take it to their congregations, and we pay back 10% of every person's subscription back to the nonprofit as a donation. And so you can just imagine what that does in a time, and you mentioned earlier, when funds are drying up, people are getting, it's harder to raise money for the nonprofits, for the churches, for the organizations. We're giving them an opportunity to do that. And we have been adding thousands of subscribers a month and never spent a dime on advertising because we're giving back to the community.
Excellent. So for those people that are listening in, like this can replace what? Can this replace their Hulu or their Netflix or their other subscription services they're paying now? And I know in my household, when we had kids in the house, now the kids are kind of grown, but, I mean, they were always watching TV. My bandwidth bill through my cable company was, like, ridiculous amounts of money. And then we still had to add on Netflix and Hulu, and they had some other ones. And pretty soon, we weren't really paying attention, but I was probably spending 100 plus more every month for these subscription services. And I'm like, this is kind of getting out of the way. Like, this kind of, like, I get it, but this is kind of getting out of there. So, and especially, you know, if they're using it or not using it, or there might be even some overlap to these things as well. So what can Q Streaming TV actually replace?
So I would say yes, 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 and yes. and so let me explain. So you nailed it. In today's world, we all started with Netflix, right? And we could get all these TV series and we got movies. Then all of a sudden, the Disneys and the Paramounts and the ESPN said, well, why should we be letting Netflix make all the money? So they started their own streaming service. Disney was first to remove the Disney movies from Netflix. Now if you wanted Disney movies, you needed Netflix and Disney. Then if you wanted the locals, you had to add Hulu. And then if you wanted the Paramount, you had to add that. And if you wanted sports, you had to add the ESPN. And as you said, the average family today is paying somewhere between $85 and $100 to stream TV that they think they're saving money. And they have four or five different logins. And they got four or five monthly bills coming out. So what Q Streaming has done is we went out to the content providers, and we've consolidated, and we've brought them all under one package. So now you have one login. You have one monthly invoice, $59.99 a month. You have the Disney movies. You have the ESPNs. You have the sports. You have the TV series. You have all of your favorite channels plus thousands of more all under one package. And literally, I come from 24 years in the Dish Network world. I worked for a distributor in Indiana. We had 1,000 Dish retailers. And the package started out years ago at $29.99. You got 100 channels. Well, that 100-channel package today is over $100, and you got to sign a 2-year contract, and you still don't get this channel, and you don't get this channel. And people start, even though they may have Dish or Direct or cable, they're also streaming on top of that. And with Q Streaming, one package, one login, one monthly investment, and you get all of those channels on up to 5 TVs. And not just your TVs, you can take it anywhere, on your phone, on your tablet, on your computer, anywhere you go.
So, and one of the things I want to mention, you mentioned something about 2-year contracts with the Dish Network. That is always something. You know, they get, sometimes these companies give you a promo for the first year, but you can't cancel, otherwise you could pay a termination fee, or the next year the prices bump up, or every year with inflation the prices start off, you know, starts off at $19.95 or whatever, and then it bumps up to $23.99. Before you know it, you're paying $30 a month, you know, times five. With Q Streaming, it's $59.99, no contracts, no gotchas, you're in and you're out. If you don't like it, you're done. You know, if it doesn't work for you specifically, you know, there might be some situations where somebody has no internet, you know, or slow internet or whatever. They just can't get their streaming, all of that sort of stuff. They're not going to have any problems. They're just in and out, and there's no contracts, no gotchas. Now, you guys also offer pay-per-view. And, you know, that David did a great job of explaining that. So for those people that want to hear how that works, you can certainly go in and listen to David on the very first radio show that we did. He kind of went down how they can do it, but it's done. Like, you can get pay-per-view as well for that same $59.99. No contracts, no gotchas, no hidden fees, no fine print, no nothing. And David, again, explained why they do what they do, because they can do what they do. So I'm going to let you comment on what I just said. We're going to take a commercial break after you comment. And then we're going to come back and talk about some of the newer things that are happening, as you would just expect new things happening with a company that's developing stuff as we go along. So do you have any comments on anything that I mentioned?
Yeah, I do. So a lot of people like UFC fights, and that's included in our package. And again, as you mentioned, we're paying the content provider. That's what David explains, that we pay the content provider for only what is watched. So if out of our tens of thousands of subscribers, if 1,000 people watch UFC, we pay just for those 1,000. And because of that, we can include the pay-per-view, and a lot of the pay-per-view movies are included in our package at no additional cost.
That's unbelievable. So we're going to do this. We're going to take a little commercial break. You're listening to Jeff Raver. He's the CMO, the Chief Marketing Officer of Q Streaming. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with Jeff Raver. We're talking about Q streaming. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Q, you'll be able to hear the previous radio shows that we've done. And we started with a gentleman who introduced us. And for those people that are listening in, if you were introduced by someone and you're listening to this radio show, make sure you go back to the person that referred you so they get the credit for their work as far as doing the introduction. So, Jeff, can you share with us anything you want to start, you know, continue, but also give us some updates of what happened at your leadership meeting over in Florida?
Sure. And so, Peter, as you mentioned, we had a three-day leadership conference. We brought in, and this is amazing when you consider we started out less than a year ago with 12 employees. We had 70 people in the room, and this conference was just for our staff, and that wasn't all of them. Some of them, for different reasons, obviously health or other reasons, couldn't make it. And we spent 3 days painting the picture of the vision, where we're going, what other areas we are investing in, and updates to everything from our app. We have a new app that we showed everyone. It will be coming out here hopefully next week, updated, better menus, better graphics, et cetera. We showed our Q Stick. Today, you download us on an Amazon Fire Stick, and our Q Stick will be our own proprietary where we can put install instructions and different things on it. We showed our new back office. So for those who want to earn money doing this, how you can track your monthly commissions and simplified it and our new marketing materials. And I think the biggest thing that we rolled out, and obviously I'm on the board of directors, and we've been talking about this for months, but a lot of our employees didn't understand that some of the other things we're branching into. So Q Streaming is our number one main service today, but we are also adding security. We invested in a security company in Indianapolis that is contracted by the city and the county, and with their cameras, commercial cameras, et cetera. We will soon have Q Internet. So we'll be providing in-home Internet, both wirelessly and investing in fiber companies so that we can offer our customers Internet. Along with that, then, TV, Internet, and the third one is mobile phone, right? And so we'll soon be having our Q mobile phone service. And then there's other things that we're adding to that. But we're already in the Internet. We're already invested in the security. And very soon, hopefully by the end of the year, we'll be offering Q phone. And we wanted all of our employees to see that vision, see where the company's going. And you mentioned our core values early on, and that was the overlying thing. We wanted them to see the vision. It was 3 days. The first day we wanted them to see what we're offering. Not only Q streaming, but the Q Internet, the Q security, the Q phone, and the others. Number two, we wanted them to understand how we're doing it. So the first day was what, the second day was the how, and the third day was the most amazing day when we explained the why. Why are we doing this? Why are we not advertising? Why are we giving money back to the nonprofits and to the churches and helping the local communities, the high schools, the bands, the football teams, the cheerleaders, et cetera? And the whole day was about giving back and the why. You mentioned you had Kent Benson on, and obviously being a Hoosier, Kent was part of the 1976 undefeated IU team, but he's also very involved in nonprofits, Fellowship of Christian Athletes and churches, and Kent is our vice president of sales in that part. And we got to hear Kent and hear Kent's heart for giving back, and that was our common theme all the way through. And then we ended the conference announcing the Q Foundation, where we will put a percentage of all the profits go into the Q Foundation so that we can help those, let's say there's a hurricane down here in Florida and a local community needs help, or a tornado in the Midwest, or whatever that be. We are funding the Q Foundation so that we can, again, give back in a big way, back to your intro, where we can make a difference in the communities across the country that we're all part of.
Yeah, I've had the privilege of being on some of those leadership calls that you guys have and hearing you talk amongst yourselves. So although I'm somebody that's not an insider, I'm an outsider, if you will, helping you guys to learn how we can help you guys even bigger and better. And the conversations that you have when no one is listening is what I pay attention to. And it's kind of like you're helping the churches, and you're helping one organization build a center for people with disabilities, and then you're doing something else with a local town and a local county, and you're helping them with this and helping them raise revenue and opening up opportunities and exploring different possibilities way beyond just the streaming services. So you're applying all the principles that I think are really valuable to, you know, making a difference while you're here on the spinning planet. So I really, really personally enjoy being able to be privy to those personal conversations and be able to extend that confidence to our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience. So for those people that are listening in, you know, make sure you go back to the person that kind of referred you here and get started. I mean, it's passing my test for sure. Get started. Learn as much as you can. And the thing that I like that you guys are doing is you're taking ownership, if you will, of your own product, meaning you're building your Q stick, you're developing your channels, you're doing all the things yourself so you can really have total control, which gives you the long-term future growth that you need, and you're attracting the people that know how to do that stuff as well. So yeah. For those people that want to get started, we only have a few minutes left. You mentioned the Q stick. So I know how to use my phone now. I'm guessing if I wanted to use Q streaming on my phone, I would download an app. Is that the way it would work?
Now, it actually, Peter, works with a web player. So you log in, and when you log in, it opens a web player that gives you a menu with all your channels, all the pay-per-view, all the video on demand, the movies, and all the series.
Wow.
And it actually just plays right through your device.
Wow. Okay, so that's for a phone. And then when I want to use it on my computer, like say, for instance, I have a laptop or a desktop, how would I do it there? Same way? Open up that browser?
The exact same thing. It's an internet web player.
Wow. And then for my television. So I know that might take a device or a download of an app because it's a smart TV and they're not very smart. But sometimes. So how do you do it on a TV?
So a device, that's where the Q stick comes in, and we'll start manufacturing the Q sticks probably in the next 2 to 4 weeks, hopefully have our first semi-truck load by the first of the year. And today you just load it on a Fire Stick, an Amazon Fire Stick. Starting next week with our new app, it'll work on an ONN device, an Android TV device, all the Amazon Fire Sticks, and you'll be able to load it on most of the television starting next week directly. The only device that the new app does not work on at this time is the Roku device.
Got it. And you can buy Amazon Fire Sticks in lots of different places, and I'd say keep your eyes out for Black Friday because they usually have them on sale for Black Friday. And as a tip, you'd probably want to get which one? Not the cheapest one that Amazon will give you because it might not have enough memory or speed, which might mean it just slows it down. Which one would you get if you were looking for an Amazon Fire Stick? Is it the 4K Max or 4K Plus? What is the best one to get if you're...
The Amazon 4K Max, and they just came out with a new one, double the memory. And you mentioned memory. That is the biggest challenge with the Amazon Fire Sticks is they're running all these commercials and different programs on there, and it just bogs down. They just, 2 weeks ago, I believe, came out with their new Amazon 4K Max, and it has double the memory. And that's the one I would definitely be ordering. You can also get those on Best Buy. But as you mentioned, Black Friday, those will probably be half price.
Right.
On Amazon.
So for those people listening in, if you're frugal like me, you hear Amazon Fire Stick, and you're going to try to find the best one you can buy at the least price. But that would be a mistake because you want the 4K Max because of the speed. You're not going to get frustrated. You're not going to throw the remote at the computer. You're not going to want to throw the remote at the TV. And everybody's probably had that feeling every once in a while because you'll have the extra speed and the better memory. If you buy it at that time, even if you bought it at a regular price, it's going to be well worth it for you. And then when you come out with the Q-Sticks, if you want to get a Q-Stick, you'll be able to do that as well. So, but for those people that want it now, it's a perfect gift for family members. I mean, you think about it, if you get some for your family members as well, perfect Christmas gift because you're saving them the opportunity for them to be able to have this service as well, save some money, all that sort of stuff, be able to get all those additional things. And one of the things that, and we only have about a minute left, but one of the things that I really appreciate about that possibility is when I'm looking for news, I realize that I can't go to the regular mainstream news stuff to get real news. I got to get out of the country. Like, I got to get, like, into or some of the local stuff that's going on if I want to get my real news or my other real stuff. So the variety of channels, I think, is really important. So we have just about a minute. I'll let you wrap it up, and then we'll call it a radio show.
Thank you, Peter, and thank you for having me on. And we look forward to continually adding subscribers. And I would just end with this. If you want an opportunity to save money, get all your favorite channels and thousands more, and also know that you're making a difference in the world, making a difference in your community at the exact same time you're saving money. Take a look at us at Q Streaming, and I like what you said. Whoever referred you to this station, take a look at their link and get signed up.
Excellent. Okay, good. Well, we're going to catch everybody next time. Jeff Raver, thanks for being the Chief Marketing Officer, and thanks for the leadership that you did. I've heard great things about it so far, and we're looking forward to the impact of that on future radio shows. We'll catch everybody next time. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.